Powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
Give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. We've made it. It's hump day. We've almost made it through the week, and another big weekend awaits us after the big weekend that we had last weekend. Mike, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we basically did nothing, and that was great. Yeah, that was pretty much all we did. We went to Barnes & Noble to get a book Sunday, and so it was a good weekend. I did have to work Saturday, but I was thinking of what I did. You know, I had to go to work Saturday, but what I did to relax was basically nothing. Like I said, just going to Barnes & Noble, and that's it. And I really, really enjoyed not having to do anything.
Well, you missed out on all kinds of good fun here in New Orleans. Last Friday, broadcasted live from the Zurich Classic with Tim. We did his show and then replayed that show in our time slot just because we didn't realize when we planned all this that everything ended early there. So it would have probably just been Tim and I trying not to get kicked out if we'd stuck around till 6 o'clock. And Tim's a little quicker than I am. He could probably get away, but I wouldn't be able to get away from him. But had amazing food out there, I'll tell you that.
All right.
What?
I was making a joke. I said, oh, that bummed me.
Yeah. I probably had one of the best steak sandwiches I've ever had in my life. Desi Vegas was there
at
the Fairway Club that we were set up in. And had some shrimp remoulade from Galatoire's, and had some Jameson and a couple Stella Artois, and it was a nice little Friday afternoon.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And then you couple that with the Pels and the French Quarter Festival, and we made our way down there Sunday, and it was a good weekend. And came back home Sunday night and watched the Pels and What a great game that was. Unfortunately, it didn't go as well last night, but, you know, it's still anybody's ball game. You know, they lost last night 112-97, and I don't know. You know, it seemed like the beginning of the game. Well, number one, there was a ton of turnovers for the Pels, and I think they had seven in the first quarter, and that's just, and I believe that the Suns converted 11 points out of it. Just too hard to overcome something like that. You know, shooting yourself in the foot, you just can't do when you're playing a good team. And they still, you know, made it interesting. I don't think the score was quite as indicative of how the game went because they got a couple gimmies at the end. And but, you know, I'm still looking forward to tomorrow night, and I think that we're going to have another raucous crowd because, geez Louise, were the New Orleanians in full force at the games on Friday and Saturday, Sunday. I don't know how much did you get that you got to see, but it was definitely a Saints type of an atmosphere.
Well, and I will say one thing. I did re-remember something. Anytime that I wear one of my Pel shirts while on game day, they're going to lose. So I can promise you there is no more wearing Pelican shirts. So,
well, good. That's important. Well, you know, we can't jinx it. You know, watching the game Friday and watching the game Sunday, the atmosphere in the Smoothie King Center, I think this is what we've been waiting for a few years. You know, yeah. There was even some chants that were expletives that were towards Jay Crowder. I think they were saying fudge Jay Crowder, maybe.
Is that what it was?
Sounded like. I think that's what it was. I think it was fudge. They were chanting at him. I don't know what that means, but that was a great game last night. You know, it was what it was. They had some poor shooting, coupled with the turnovers, and you know, and I talked about it yesterday that there was going to need to be some of these other guys on the Suns to step up if they were going to win that game. And unfortunately, they did, you know, with them missing Devin Booker, who's a big, you know, their number one guy. Bridges stepped up last night. He had 31 points. I think he was 4-for-4 from the three-point line. He had some really timely baskets in the fourth quarter. And DeAndre Ayton in the beginning of the game, he was very much a factor. I think he might have – he ended with 19, but I think he might have had 10 in the first quarter. Along with 9 rebounds. And Chris Paul, he ended with 22 points and 11 assists. But I'm telling you what, the guy that I'm still beating the drums hard for is Jose Alvarado. I love the energy that guy's bringing. And he's making it really tough on Chris Paul to the point where Chris Paul got so frustrated that there was a no call. I guess that was in the first half where – Alvarado was checking him hard, and Chris Paul went up to shoot a jump shot, and then kicked Alvarado in the groin, we'll say.
Ooh.
But no call, you know.
Of course.
And you know, when the half ended, Chris Paul was visibly exhausted, and I would expect tomorrow that he'll probably get a bigger dose of Jose Alvarado. just to wear him down, but you know they're playing with house money, like we've talked about, and win, lose, or draw tomorrow, I think that they have a lot to be proud of, and I think everybody in town is proud of them, and I'm looking forward to what they can do next year, but it's not over yet, and the Pelicans are pushing the Suns, you know, to their limits, and nobody thought that was going to happen.
A team that barely squeaked by to get in is doing this to the number one team in the country. This is if last night was the end of it, this would be something that every single person in the state of Louisiana can be extremely proud of.
Yeah, and I didn't get to read the article yet because I just saw it about 10 minutes ago. But I saw the headline that CJ McCollum said that that he wants to retire a Pelican, and that he's not going anywhere. So you know, that certainly the paradigm has shifted on what who the Pelicans are and what they are and where they're going to be going in the future, you know.
Yeah, it and obviously it's extremely early to be able to say this, but if this continues, if all of the players continue playing with their hearts out and having that attitude, the talk of the small market could possibly be over.
Yeah, yeah, I think so for sure. And really, you look at some of the stats from last night and where things are different. You know, we've talked about Larry Nance Jr. coming off the bench and being a big contributor. He was a little quiet last night. He only had 5 points off the bench, where he's normally been getting 13 or 14. Jose Alvarado had 12 points last night and had a couple key three-pointers. But we just got to get – you can't turn the ball over. And C.J. McCollum, he had some shooting woes, especially at the beginning of the game. I think he ended up I think he might have been two for eight or 1 for 7 from the three-point line, and needed some big baskets down the stretch to keep them in the game, and it just didn't come. Brandon Ingram banged his finger. Looks like that might possibly be an issue with it on his shooting hand. But he said after the game that he fully intends on playing. So I think that everybody, unless you got something broken, they're going to be all hands on deck for tomorrow night. And I still look for the Pels to win this game and take it to a seventh game. And then who knows, you know?
Yeah.
It's anybody's got the opportunity to win that game and move on. So, like we said, either way, I think everybody has a lot to be proud of. Certainly those guys on that team have a ton to be proud of.
Yeah.
And just really looking forward to it's one of those things, like, I'm excited to watch the Pelicans now, and that took a long time to come around to. And I would watch them, but I wasn't excited about what I was seeing. And I think that has definitely changed.
Yeah, I agree. I was the same way. I would watch them. You know, oh, it's the Pelicans in the playoffs. Cool, let's watch. But it was just a game. Now it's very different. Now it's, oh my God, yes, oh, the Pelicans are, yes, oh, let's go, come on, we got to watch this game. You know, it's very, very different now than it was in 2018.
Oh, for sure. So, all right, well, let's take a break. We got a lot to get to tomorrow night. The NFL draft is happening. Want to talk about some of that. We'll do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot because, shockingly enough, Mike and I won't be around on Friday. So we got some of that to get to. And, you know, we haven't talked about Johnny Depp yet, so we probably need to talk about that a little bit as well. So we got a lot to get to. We'll be back with more right after this. Everybody grab a torch to light.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. And Mike, I added that onto the playlist just for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
well, and also because the St. Louis Blues come out to it. So we it serves two purposes. And on top of it, it's just a great song. And real quick, I wanted to share with you, and I didn't send you what it is because I wanted you to guess, but I saw this article. And I thought it was fascinating. Do you know what the most expensive song to use in a movie is?
No, I don't. I saw that you put something in the notes about it, but there were no links. And so I thought of a million different songs, but I don't know if any of them were correct. So what is it?
Well, you have to do at least one guess.
Rocket Man.
No. And I'll put this in perspective. Sync fees. A sync fee is usually anywhere between $15,000 and $60,000. But this song costs $500,000 to put in a movie.
Good
and
Lord.
I would have never guessed this in a million years, but it's Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's back whenever I used to work out. That was the first song on my workout playlist because it would get me all pumped up. So, I mean, I guess in a way I can kind of see it. But you're right. I would never have guessed that in 1,000 years.
Yeah, it's been used in Deadpool 2, Battleship, Thor, Ragnarok, and Varsity Blues, and then also Daddy's Home, Daddy's Home 2, Delivery Man. Why in the hell would it have been in that? Wasn't that a Nick Cage movie?
I think so. That sounds familiar.
Maybe I'm thinking something else. Iron Man 2, I remember it being in that, and also The Longest Yard. So, yeah, $500,000 for Thunderstruck, which is a good song, but I don't know if I, you know, but I guess, you know, some of these movies just have ridiculous budgets anyway, so.
Well, the beginning of the song, like the song itself overall is just kind of it's cool. But the beginning of it, the way it starts off, I guess I can see. I mean, that's the reason it was used in Iron Man and Deadpool and all that. You know, once they start singing, like once they get into the actual song itself, it's just kind of it's a good song. But the beginning, you're like, yeah, all right, let's go. Oh, come on.
Well, and I would have never have guessed any of that, but something else we haven't talked about, and it's been big news, and I haven't watched it. Like, I guess it's streaming live on Facebook, which is weird, but the trial between Johnny Depp and his ex-wife Amanda Heard, it has just been crazy after crazy. And I thought it was really funny, like, here you have this trial, and it's just been ridiculous, the things that they've said. And of course, one of the accusations is that she defecated on his side of the bed because she was mad at him because he left, or he wasn't giving her enough attention on her birthday, and then he left. And so here it is.
She's not going to be home for 2 days. And then he showed me a photograph on his telephone of...
Objection, Your Honor. Also hearsay.
It's a photograph, Your Honor.
As being relayed to him by Mr. Bett.
He says he looked at it on his phone.
I'll overrule the objection as the photograph.
What was the photograph of, Mr. Depp?
It was a photograph of the bed, our bed, and on my side of the bed, was human fecal matter.
How do you say this? How do you say this in court?
So I understood why it wasn't a good time to go down there.
Because he was essentially wanting to go get his stuff.
My initial response to that
from his house
was,
and so, but the actual clip that I was looking for that I couldn't find was he also referred to it as that she had dropped a grumpy on his side of the bed.
Interesting way to put it.
Right. What trial in history has ever, regardless if it is a civil suit or a criminal suit, has there ever been? I would have loved to be the stenographer for this, but where there is somebody describing defecation as dropping a grumpy, it's just magnificent.
I feel like that's something from a Ren and Stimpy episode.
You know, and I like Johnny Depp, and I don't know. I think there's probably a lot of fault to blame, and honest opinion is I don't think that she's going to get $100 million out of him, and nor is he going to get $50 million out of her. And probably this whole thing just needs to be thrown out because
I agree.
But you know, part of it too is Johnny Depp. Well, both of them are actors, but Johnny Depp is playing it very dramatically on the stand, and then goes with dropping a. She dropped a grumpy on my side of the bed. So we gotta get to the news. So we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel, Midnight Revival pairs live music with an exciting beverage program. Our new spot on Frenchman Street offers classic cocktails, but it's the tropical libations that will keep you coming back. Midnight Revival even has our own take on the hurricane called the Champion of the World, made with passion fruit liqueur and a blood orange puree. Visit Midnight Revival at 417 Frenchman Street, follow Midnight Revival NOLA on social media, or visit midnightrevival.com for the latest updates on sips and sounds that await.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9811.
With the Louisiana Radio Network Legislative Report, I'm Brooke Thorington. The House Labor Committee will hear a number of bills Thursday seeking to increase the minimum wage in Louisiana, but passage of any is far from assured. Three bills would raise the minimum wage for all workers, another for state employees, and a fifth for tipped employees. Political analyst Bernie Pizenat says the majority GOP committee won't be friendly to the idea.
This has been going on for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. None of these bills have passed the legislature since going back to Kathleen Blocko.
The House Education Committee approves a bill to ban corporal punishment in public schools. Metairie Representative Stephanie Hilfertree says children should not be physically punished by their principal or teacher.
We do not allow our juveniles in juvenile detention facilities to be hit. We do not allow prisoners in our prison system to be hit. I'm just asking for the same treatment for our K through 12 students, that they not be allowed to be hit while they're in school.
The same bill failed a full House vote last year. LRN.
Tiger Rag. Three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year. Two-time AP College Football Coach of the Year. 11 seasons at Notre Dame. Two college football playoff appearances. And now, the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian
Kelly.
I'm
excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
The winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level.
I want to be.
Is the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The next time you're on Frenchman Street, let the sound of live music lead you to Midnight Revival, where the night is always young. Find your spot at the bar or by the stage with your new favorite drink in hand. Live music that pairs perfectly with our lineup of tropical drinks and classic New Orleans cocktails. See what's on the menu at MidnightRevival.com. Find out who's playing by following us on Instagram at MidnightRevivalNola. Find us at 417 Frenchman Street in the Frenchman Hotel, and we'll see you soon for some sips and sounds.
Eddie's Record Service in Slidell usher in the new year on behalf of our men and women in uniform who proudly and bravely protect our way of life. Let's remember our military action heroes. This important reminder was brought to you by Eddie's Wrecker Service at 1410 Front Street in Slidell. Serving the area with expertise and integrity for years. So go with a name you can trust and call Eddie's Wrecker Service at 985-643-1410. On the air because they care.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Dreams at night, sorrows written in the story of life.
All right. Thanks for sticking around, gang, for more of the Something to Say radio show. And tomorrow night is the is finally here, the big NFL draft. And I'm excited to finally put this all to bed so we know exactly where this thing is heading with Coach Allen, which oddly, well, I never got this before, but I actually today I received a survey from the Saints asking me about what I thought of the direction of the Saints and, you know, about the game day experience. And it was about 10 minutes long to take it all, but I did. And, you know, there was all kinds of things, you know, how I felt that COVID-19 affected attendance and things like that. And if the players' political views, if that had any weight on whether or not I attended games. And very interesting. So they are wanting to know what's they're trying to take the pulse of folks that go and spend money there.
That's interesting. I'm actually glad they did that. And now you start to understand your audience better. They're not looking at it as much as a team, as much as the sport itself, but the overall Saints. I'm not sure what word I'm looking for here, but the overall experience for the team and the coaches and the players and the fans and everybody. I like that.
Yeah, it was interesting. There was things about why are you a Saints fan? How long have you been a Saints fan? What is it about being a Saints fan that you gravitate towards? And it was really interesting. And then also there was, how did you feel about Coach Payton's retirement? And I just remember the one I picked, because there was three options. I was glad to see him go type of a answer. I didn't affect me one way or the other. And then the other one, which is the one I picked, was depressed.
Yes.
Hate to see him go. So, but mm-hmm. It's interesting. It asks who the favorite player was and why, and it was very in depth. I'll say that. I'll give him credit. And there was a little incentive that they were a certain amount of people are going to receive a $100 gift card for doing it. So why not? Yeah. I would have done it for free, but
yeah,
I didn't. I haven't got the gift card yet, so I'm assuming I didn't win. But whatever. So, all right, let's talk about the NFL draft. And I think that everybody has been pretty consistent. There's a few people, and I sent this article to you, and I thought this was a really good one. This came from the Saints Wire, the affiliated with USA Today. But it kind of gave a breakdown of the national news and the national sports writers. It gave their takes on some of the bigger people in the industry. And Chad Reuter from NFL.com, he picked the Saints with their 16th pick, taking Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati. I just don't see a quarterback being taken in the first round by the Saints.
And I've been thinking this for a while now. Excuse me. Part of the reason that everybody thinks the Saints are going to take a quarterback is because, number one, no Drew Brees. Number two, they went all in on Deshaun Watson. I don't think, if Jameis Winston is not Drew Brees, but if you can shore up the O-line, I'm thinking of number one, outside tackle, but you have a few other pieces if possible, and then get a good wide receiver that can complement Mike Thomas and Alvin Kamara. Well, it doesn't matter that Jameis Winston isn't the next Drew Brees, because he's got all the time that he needs to be the game manager that he has tried to become and be able to make those downfield plays that everybody knows he can do. He just needs the time to do it. And then also, it'll be a lot, assuming that you get an OT and a wide receiver that are worth keeping around, by the time their rookie contracts expire, it'll be a lot cheaper to keep both of them around than it would the next Drew Brees, because they're already paying quarterbacks $50 million a year. By that time, it could be $65 million. A whole lot cheaper to keep an OT and a wide receiver. And they are there to make Jameis Winston look good, more, for lack of better words.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, that's certainly been my train of thought, is to take an offensive tackle and a wide receiver, because you're still going to get a quality wide receiver at 16 or 19, and sure, you're probably going to get one of the top tier offensive tackles at one of those picks as well.
Yeah, well, especially considering that the top 10, other than a few, the, you know, I'd say 2 to 3 wide receivers, pretty much everybody in the top 10 is most likely going to be defense.
Yeah, more than likely. At the 19 pick, Chad Reuter said that he's projecting that they're going to take Devin Lloyd, linebacker out of Utah. I don't see that either, because number one, you have DeMario Davis. Number two, I still think that the door is wide open for Quan Alexander to make a return.
Yeah.
I just don't see that being the pressing need right now. Whereas, like we just said, someone to compliment Mike Thomas and someone to protect Jameis Winston is far more important than a linebacker. I think our defense, if we were to run it out there right now, is still going to be a top five defense.
Yeah, I saw something. I don't know where it came from, but I saw something last night or this morning listing the defense, all 32 defenses from last year, and the top, it said elite of elite. The second one was the Saints. And now, granted, it could be, you know, somebody like me made it, but still, the defense is that good. So how about we worry about the offense right now?
Yeah. Well, Austin Gale from Pro Football Focus said that with the 16th pick that they should take offensive tackle Trevor Penning from Northern Iowa, and at 19, Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh. I would agree with the Trevor Penning from Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the better offensive tackles in the draft. And there is some, apparently there's some concern a little bit with his feet and pass protection. But I think that his opportunities are things that can be easily fixed with NFL coaching.
Yeah. And the next one is the one that I agree with the most out of everything on here.
Yep.
Mel Kiper and Todd McShay, they say at number 16, Trevor Penning, the guy you were just talking about, and then at number 19, wide receiver Chris Olave out of New Orleans North, Ohio State. The Ohio State. That, right, I can see. If yeah, those two fall to 16 and 19, yeah, I can definitely see him taking those. That's kind of – that's it, without having seen this before, you know, an hour and a half ago, that's, mm-hmm, probably who I would have said, that's who they should pick. You know, all things being equal, I would like for them to get them.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I think that the fact that, especially with him going to Ohio State, it makes it a lot more enticing. And he's a good route runner, and he's a vertical passing threat, which is exactly what,
yep,
we need. You know, I think that's something that we've really lacked. And why am I drawing a blank on Deontay Hardy? I think he's got the capabilities, but where he has, it's just something that there's nothing he can do about is his size. You know, he doesn't,
yeah,
have the height to make those 50-50 balls come down in his favor a lot of the time. He's got to be able to outrun people,
yeah,
which he can. He certainly has done so. But I think you get somebody that has a little bit more size and can make those vertical plays, and it's just going to make it all, you know, then you can put Deontay Hardy in the slot.
Hardy's your short route drop down guy that you know is going to somehow manage to get 20 yards out of a 5-yard play.
Right. Chris Trapasso from CBS Sports says he agrees with the offensive tackle, but he says Charles Cross from Mississippi State, and with 19, and this I don't agree with whatsoever. He says they should take another edge rusher, George Karloftis from Purdue, and I think we're good with outside pass edge pass rushers.
The only thing that I will say is we tend to have decent success with people from Purdue. And so,
well, that's true.
I'm not saying I agree with that particular pick, but
Let's see here. Connor Orr from SportsIllustrated.com. He went out on a limb, and he thinks we trade the 16th and the 19th pick to the Giants and get the number 7. And we also give them a second-round pick and a second-round pick in 2023. So we're going to mortgage everything, just push all of our chips in on Matt Corral from Mississippi.
And I will say, I do not see them picking a quarterback, but I did say, it's probably been 2 months ago now, if they would get a quarterback, I could see Matt Corral with a number of years of training in the NFL. Because, I mean, he's got the quickest release that I've seen in a long time. He needs a lot of work, but the Saints, Pete Carmichael could easily be the one to give him that training. I don't see it happening. But if they would just so happen to take a QB, that's the guy that I could kind of say. I could see him falling farther than that, so you wouldn't have to give up all that. But
yeah, I think you're right on that. And it just seems to me like it would be a lot different if there were some clear-cut, can't-miss prospects in this draft at quarterback, and I don't see it. I think every single one of them has question marks, and if you're going to mortgage your future draft pick stockpile, you got to make sure you land. I mean, look at the Chargers back in the day when they had when they got Ryan Leaf and Eli that went to the Giants?
Eli refused to sign with them, and so they basically, as soon as they signed him, they had to trade him to the Giants.
Yeah. So, I don't know. There's just nobody that really just blows me away at quarterback, and I think there's a lot more talent at wide receiver.
Yeah. Honestly, one thing, and I don't see this happening either, but if they're going to trade, I could honestly see them trading back, because the second and third round seem to be a lot more stacked than the first round this year. Like I said, I don't see it happening, but if they're going to, I could see them trading back so that way they could have a lot more picks in the second and third round, because you're going to have a lot of people who could easily make the team. You have a lot of people just across the board. You have a lot of people who could easily be really good backups, and that if there's any kind of trade, that is what I would see. I don't see trading up or down, but still, that seems more likely to me.
Right. And well, here's, we'll run through the rest of these real quick. I think there's only one. There's a couple more. Let's see here. You got Nick Underhill says Chris Olave from Ohio State and Andrew Booth Jr., cornerback from Clemson. I don't think that'll be the deal. Justin, Jeff Duncan, they agree with Trevor Penning, but they say Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh. So I like we just talked about, I don't see the quarterback thing happening, but here's something that could be a wrinkle. I would be 100% okay with giving up one of those first round draft picks and maybe somebody else later in the draft if that gets you Deebo Samuel from the 49ers. Are you going to be able to get a? Could you draft a wide receiver at one of those two that's better than Deebo Samuel? No,
and that's why I'm saying Olave. He's the only one who's good enough to go in the first round, but would fall to there.
Yeah. So that's that's something else, and I think they, even though the 49ers are dead set that they keep saying they're not going to trade him, even though he's demanding it. It's going to be a situation there. Well, you either do it now, you could do it now while the asking price is high, or he sits out and you lose out on the value that he has.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I would say I'm going with, if I were to agree with anybody, I think Mel Kiper and Todd McShay, and they have a good history. And I honestly, out of everybody on this list, as far as picking who they are throwing their two cents in, I feel pretty comfortable with either one of those two. So
yeah, and even if I didn't agree with the two picks, the fact that it's Mel Kiper and Todd McShay would make me go, you know what? They probably know something that I don't.
All right. So, all right. Well, there you go. Tomorrow night, I think it starts at 7, I'm sure. So after you get done listening to us tomorrow, or at least me, Mike won't be around, then you can switch over and turn it on NFL Network or ESPN. I think they both carry it these days. So, all right. Well, we need to take a break, and we come back. We'll do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot since we won't be around on Friday. So stay right here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. It's that time of the week. We need to do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. I guess it's really not that time of the week since we normally do it on Fridays. But I think we need to get some of this stuff out there so everybody knows what's going on in the world. So without any further ado. All right, Mike, what do you got?
All right. Pensacola area homeowner shoots at robber. Sheriff invites them to, and I quote, learn to shoot better. A Florida sheriff invited a homeowner who shot at a would-be robber to attend a gun safety course to, quote, learn to shoot a lot better and, quote again, save the taxpayers money. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson made the comments during a news conference last Thursday regarding the arrest of a 32-year-old man who was breaking into houses in Pace, which is near Pensacola. Multiple residents called 911 last weekend to report the break-ins, and deputies quickly set up a perimeter, Johnson said. The suspect was jumping over fences and breaking into homes as deputies tried to catch him. We don't know which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think that they did something wrong, which they did not, Johnson said. If someone is breaking into your house, you're more than welcome to shoot at them in Santa Rosa County. We'd prefer that you do, actually. He added that the sheriff's office conducts a gun safety course every other Saturday. If you take that, you'll shoot a lot better, and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers' money, he said.
After the man was shot at, deputies eventually caught up to him already inside the home, another home. As they broke through a door he was trying to block, the man went headfirst through a window to escape, cutting himself on the glass. The man has a record stretching back to when he was 13, Johnson said. He has spent more than 6 years in prison and had active felony warrants for his arrest at the time of his capture. He's been held on a $157,000 bond and faces multiple charges, records show.
Wow. Well, seems like he's got a little of experience at doing it.
Yeah. The part that got me was and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers' money. Part of me was like, dude, really? You want them to shoot somebody? And the other part of me was like, oh, hell yeah, dude. I like you.
Well, I know we had a talk about fecal things in the second segment, but I'm going to carry on with that tradition of this show. And this comes from KPAX. And the headline is, woman rescued from Washington National Park toilet after falling in to get phone. In Quilcene, Washington, authorities in Washington said firefighters had to rescue a California woman who fell into a toilet at a national park while trying to retrieve her cell phone. The Brennan Fire Department said on its Facebook page that on April 19th at 3 p.m., a woman in her 40s was using the restroom at Olympic National Forest when she dropped her phone into the toilet. She first took apart the toilet seat and tries to use dog leashes to get the phone out. Eventually, she took the leashes to help support herself, which failed, and she slid in and fell into the vault headfirst, the fire department said. After trying for about 15 to 20 minutes to get herself out, she finally grabbed her cell phone and called 911 for help. Crews with Brennan Fire and Quilcene Fire responded to the mountaintop. The crews made a makeshift cribbing platform by passing them down to the patient. After making it tall enough for her to stand on, the crew pulled the victim to safety. The department said the woman was uninjured and did not want to be transported. She washed herself off and was strongly encouraged to seek medical attention after being exposed to human waste, but she only wanted to leave, the department said. The department said she thanked the first responders and continued her trip back to California. The patient was extremely fortunate not to be overcome by toxic gases or sustain injury. You know, I was thinking, everything you have now, like on your phone, backs up to cloud services and everything else, all your phone numbers.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to let it go.
Yeah, it's called insurance.
All right. I would much rather pay $250 than go head first into a bunch of poo. So I will leave you with that tonight, Mike, and everyone else that's listening. So we're going to get out of here. I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until tomorrow, we're just going to play Gloria. More Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S radio show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show. Every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 a.m. broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.
With the Louisiana Radio.